Track 13, and here is this week's sports news. We'll start with the hockey. Ashmore having a bit of a rough time at the moment. The men's first team were looking to keep in touch with the higher spots in the National League Conference West when they hosted Clifton Robinson at their Totnes base. However, I'm afraid they went down 4-1. Ashmore women's team continued their excellent season, though, with a strong performance at home to Ocean City. They won 2-0 in that match. The runners have been out and about. Four members of Fit to Run were competing in very different events last week. Closest to home, Faye Hussey tackled the Otterton Reindeer Run in a time of 1 hour and 10 minutes. Marsha Gerard completed the Race of the Light in South Hams. In Cornwall, Mandy Robson competed in the 11-mile Ford St Michael. That's presumably Cornish for something or other, but I don't know what it translates as. And finally, after an autumn of training hard, Lucy Woolley completed the Lanzarote Marathon, 26.2 miles along the Costa Teguise in a time of 4 hours and 37 minutes. This is the third time Lucy has competed in this marathon and succeeded in a personal best time for her at this event. The race is flat, fast, and early December is perfect time of year for running in the Canaries. Lucy highly recommends it. Meanwhile, two Holden Trail runners also raced. Rob Coombs did the 8.5-mile off-road Cockington Christmas Caper last Saturday and finished 69th in 1 hour 28:55. And Simon Bundy, meanwhile, went to Cornwall with some running friends, also for the Ford St Michael, an 11-mile cross-country race from Leilant to Marazion. And he finished 95th in 2 hours, 13 minutes and 37 seconds. We're used to hearing of managers who give really positive insights into their team's performance. And team manager Chris Thomas is convinced that Newton Abbott's results are poised to improve, despite another defeat in South West 2. And it was indeed a defeat. The All Whites went down 76-5 away to table-topping Sidmouth, who benefited from the coaching input of former Exeter chief Sean Moulton and Phil Dolman over the past couple of seasons. The depleted All Whites, a staggering 45 senior players were unavailable for selection in either senior side, always knew they were in for a stern test. Although Sidmouth ran out winners by a margin of 12 tries to 1, Thomas could see positives in Newton Abbott's performance. "It's been a difficult few weeks for our sides, but there's an air of anticipation of what's on the horizon, and all feel it's only time that is needed before the corner is turned and the results come our way." Yes, very positive. Meanwhile, Tynmouth went into their match at home to Columpton on a dismal run of four consecutive defeats, and with opponents Columpton near the top of the table when he would have thought things weren't going to get any better. At half-time, their fears would have seemed likely to have been confirmed, but a gutsy fight back in the second half saw the home side register a valuable 5-point win in their fight against relegation. Turning to football, on Sunday, November the 26th, players from Dawlish Women Walking Football Club took part in the Tiverton Rainbow Festival, a tournament for women aged over 40. The fixture took the format of a round-robin tournament and Taunton came out on top, beating all the other teams. The weather took a turn for the worse in the afternoon, with heavy rain hampering proceedings to such an extent that a final playoff between the top two teams, Taunton and Braunton, was cancelled. However, the local club is grateful for ongoing support from Dawlish Town Council and their sponsors Park Works Limited, Cavanna Homes, Harbour Fish Bar and Kenford International Caravan Park. At the top of the South Devon Premier Division, leaders Ilsington Villa finally surrendered their unbeaten run, losing 3-2 to last season's champions Kingstainton Athletic. In the only other Premier game played, Newton Abbott 66 came out on top in a feisty game against Walden Athletic, who finished the game with 10 players following a red card issued to Ashley Grimes. Sixes held on to their 1-0 advantage to remain in mid-table, where there are a cluster of five teams within 3 points of each other. In Division 4, whilst most of the clubs were in County Cup action, Chudley Athletic Seconds took full advantage by recording the highest score so far, beating a young Watcombe Wanderers Thirds by 13-0. And finally for the football, Lewis Jennings' second-half strike earned Wellington a deserved point as they drew 1-1 with Buckland Athletic last weekend. And close today with a story headlined Archie Bagg's Great Eight. A Bickington golfer enjoyed a glistening year as he swept up 8 trophies across the season at Stover Golf Club. Archie Christophers dominated the scratch competitions in 2023, collecting, wait for it, the John Rees Salver, Club Championship, Jubilee Trophy, Cocker Links, Badcock Cup, Dave Clatworthy Cup, Ronald Hall Salver Open and Scratch Golfer of the Year awards. He said, "I've been properly competing for about 9 years, but I've always swung a club since a young age. I've been competing since I was about 12 and I've always been at Stover. I got lessons there from the age of about 8 and then started competing. I've started working at Stover Golf Club in the hope that I might be turning pro in the future. I've had a chat with Devon Golf and they've brought in a new funding scheme which is mainly aimed at younger progressing golfers to push us on to enter bigger national competitions. I think this coming year I'll push away from local competitions and start trying to play a few more national competitions around the country. If that goes well, I could be turning pro by the end of next year." And we shall watch his progress with interest. But that concludes the sport for this week.